Welcome to this programme in our podcast of highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue, Talk to Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month. All comments in this programme are represented by the voices of actors.
What distinguishes an exceptional school leader and how important is personal style? Kathleen Butler, an international authority on professional development in education, identified as key attributes the ability to understand one's own style and its impact on others, outstanding communication skills, a passionate belief in the worth of every child, and consistent emphasis on high standards.
Exceptional leaders do not rely on the power of personality to drive their schools or the bonus of special funds to surge ahead. They do not have the perfect students attending their schools, nor do they have a force of too good to be true teachers. Exceptional leaders create schools that are defined by the power and style of the people within the school, not the power of the leader of the school. Their schools do not fall apart when they move on.
Alistair Wood, a primary head, wondered whether it was possible for leaders to alter their core style.
Clearly, we all have styles which we operate from and return to at times of stress. To what extent can we learn other styles, and would the learned style ever succeed the dominant?
It is possible to incorporate other styles into one's own, Kathleen acknowledged, but not fundamentally to replace one with another.
In the long run, healthy and productive growth occurs when we work with, rather than replace, our own style, and then learn how to broaden ourselves with other styles.
Joanne Hunt from Lancashire wanted to know more about how leaders make the transition from one school to the next. Starting a new job, she was anxious to introduce changes without ruffling feathers.
I'm full of ideas that I'd like to bring to the new school. However, I do not want to upset its ethos by moving too fast.
New leaders have to tread carefully, Kathleen agreed.
The exceptional leader is respectful that he or she is joining an established culture and takes the time to learn about the culture, the people and the needs before making any significant changes that affect the lives and learning of others.
And how do exceptional leaders react when other leaders don't share their aspirations? Steph Jones felt that an essential factor for exceptional leaders was a conscience about their influence on others.
So what can we do to compensate in a school where the leader lacks that conscience?
The solution is to lead by example, said Kathleen.
Find the pockets in which you can make a difference for each other and for children and use them to build momentum towards a better way. One question that always seems to stop poor leadership in its tracks is, can you help me understand how this decision is good for children?
One contributor was interested in problems faced by leaders in the wider community.
What benefits can the exceptional leader derive to avoid feeling that all they do is give, as the focus is so often upon supporting the weaker members?
The exceptional leader always has all children in mind, said Kathleen, not just their own.
The exceptional leader would build relationships with the leaders of a weaker or needier school in an attempt to create peer networks where collaboration could benefit all teachers. Professional development is the key to school improvement when teachers feel that they have ownership in the process.
Deputy Carolyn Palfreyman was eager to know more about Kathleen's view that exceptional leaders' schools do not fall apart when they move on. Such leaders create different legacies in schools based on their own strengths, said Kathleen.
Ultimately, exceptional leaders help a staff become the true leaders in a school, but in very different ways. And they do so over the course of time. No quick fixes, engaging the styles of individual teachers as they progress.
And that completes this programme. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you can subscribe to receive future programmes in this series of Talk to Learn highlights at www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.
Talk to Learn has over 100,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.